Bernd Marisch was in an office working as usual when he got the news Swiss Air planes were grounded.
I guess everyone remembers, similar to the 9/11 story, where he was and what he was doing.
Marisch worked in marketing for Swiss Cargo, part of the S Air group, which also included Swiss Air.
Everyone heard and read for months and weeks that the company was not in a healthy situation. And everyone was also reading about all the companies that have been acquired months and years before, and was always wondering about where all the millions came from. But we were believing in our management at the time.
Swissair's financial problems had been building for months, if not longer, by 2001, when voters in the early 90s said no to joining the European Economic Area. The airline fretted it would be shut out of the market. It considered alliances with other airlines or merging with British Airways. Management finally sided with the Hunter strategy.
Now, that was a very risky strategy, and I remember telling my students at the time that I hoped the Swissair people knew what they were doing.
Jean-Christian Lemblay is professor emeritus in economics at the University of Lausanne. He says the Hunter strategy consisted of snapping up small European carriers for the market access they would allow, but the growth was too fast and money was tight.
Eventually, it came to the point where there was not enough money to pay fuel bills, for example, and so pilots had to leave with bundles of banknotes.
In the judgment of today, you can say that was a fault.
René Luschinger is author of The Fall of Swissair.
Very important is to know the Hunter strategy at the beginning had overall investment about 300 million of Swiss francs. For Swissair, no problem to pay that. What happened later on is that they invested about 2 billion of Swiss francs, and that was the problem.
The airline was hemorrhaging money. Company boss Mario Corti appealed to politicians and banks to no avail, and the effect of the September 11th attack squeezed Swissair to its limit. Emergency meetings were held, but the numbers were too grim. Swissair had to be dissolved, and its business would be rolled to the smaller carrier Crossair. The specifics of funding flight operations for Swissair were never clarified. Flights were halted. Dear passengers, because of financial problems, we cannot carry out our flights. Economist Lemblay.
That the company should go under. Okay, I mean, that can happen to any corporation. But the grounding was a terrible mistake because of image problem. Turned out to be not that lasting, but still that could have been avoided.
The Federal Council agreed to fund flight operations temporarily, but the damage was done. Swissair employees and supporters took to the streets in protest. Thomas Steffen was a newly minted pilot at the time.
Even nowadays, when I see the pictures of all the planes parked at the airport in Zurich, still makes me freeze.
Steffen says he had long wanted to be a pilot for Swissair, but the grounding and fall of the airline changed things.
I guess it's a reputation thing, because every child in Switzerland wanted to become a Swissair pilot maybe 30 years ago, and now they just want to work maybe for a bank or somewhere else.
Swissair was said to be home for Swiss abroad, like being in Switzerland before touching the ground. And author René Luschinger says it had a strong connection to the Swiss people.
Switzerland is the only country in Europe in this size that has a global technical perfect airline. And that this airline goes bankrupt, that is like a vision that something which holds this country together has died.
The newly built airline was dubbed Swiss International Airlines, now owned by German carrier Lufthansa. Luschinger says it is a perfect company, a Swiss company, but boarding a plane feels like boarding a nice plane, not like being home. The new feeling is just not the same.